Life is a winding road, no telling where it goes. Driving through days and nights, won't stop for traffic lights. And I really wanna know, really wanna know if I'll ever figure out where the road goes. Even if I'm falling down, I will keep on searching for my highs. You can say I lost my mind, I will keep on holding my head high. Even if the sky is falling down,
welcome back to another episode of Successfully Chaotic. I am your host, Maria Daniels, and today I'm actually joined by one of my friends. She actually lives local to me, Miss Victoria Hicks, and she's jumping on here. We actually had a great conversation in person yesterday, and I'm like, you know what? This is what we're going to chat about. So today we're going to be talking about just FOMO to JOMO, right? So what does that mean? Failure of missing out to turning that to the joy of missing out. So utilizing that as a catalyst to be able to, you know, prevent burnout. And if you're anything like Victoria and I, you probably have times where you feel like you have taken on too many things. And we want to chat a lot about that today because there's a lot that goes into that. And Victoria, first of all, I'll let you kind of jump in and tell everyone just, you know, who you are and a little about yourself.
Yeah. So Maria and I met when I decided to start, I think it was business number two or business number three. I don't even remember now. And so we met way back then. I think it's been like 3 years now. So, and I kind of watched Maria take on her businesses and I was like, okay, I can take on more than one, right? I can do this. So, you know, four businesses later and I to have the days I feel like a chicken running around with my head cut off because I don't know where I'm going, what I'm doing. Or, you know, my life just turns into a complete dumpster fire. And that's okay, too, because it just is how it is. So, and that's kind of one of the reasons I think you and I get along so well, Maria, is we just kind of put it all out there, like the good, the bad, the ugly. And that's one thing I definitely do a lot of on my social media. And I've had so many other moms and, you know, friends of mine who aren't moms yet just reach out and be like, thanks so much for just being honest. They're like, nobody wants to be honest on social media, but you just like air it all out there. And they're like, that just makes such a difference. And it makes me feel like I'm not failing or I'm not giving up on something, or it's okay to give up on something, or it's okay to say no, or, you know, things like that. So, and I think that's kind of where you and I get along so well at. And so, yeah, I have a big mouth and I'm very honest and very open.
That's why I love you though.
And I take on way too many things at one time. So, you know, today's, like I said, today's topic is perfect.
No, I mean, I know that's one of the things that I really love about you is just, you know, how authentic you are. And I know we've chatted a lot about this because, you know, I think it's important to show both sides of all of it, right? There's two sides of everything. Like parenting is the most amazing journey in the world. And it also is the most frustrating journey in the world.
Yes, it is.
And business ownership is the same way. It's yes. Amazing that you get to like create this something from nothing, but it also there's days where you're like, oh my gosh, should I even be doing this? Is this, you know, worth my time? And right. Like we were talking about yesterday, when you are trying to juggle parenting and business, it's especially difficult because you always feel like whatever you're spending your time and energy on, it's not the right thing.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And like yesterday, even when we went and chat, like I knew it was a business meeting, but you knew my kid was coming. Like it's just, it goes hand in hand. And that's something that my clients have learned is that I'm mom first and I'm business owner second. And that is the way it's always been with me. And that's just something I'm very straightforward about with all of my clients and just anybody I interact with is that I'm mom and wife first, and then I'm a business owner, or then I'm a volunteer, or, you know, then I'm a teacher at co-op or whatever it may be. But I am mom and wife first.
Well, and I think it's important to kind of have, you know, those priorities in place. And I think that's where it's easy to kind of get off track. And that's another thing we were chatting about yesterday is just even when you know, even when you've kind of got your eye on the prize and you know where your priorities are, it's easy to accidentally start to veer off. Absolutely. And I think it's important to mention that because, you know, I've learned that lesson many times. And, you know, I think the key now is I catch it much more quickly than I did before. I'm like, you know what, I am veering off again. But, you know, I think the key here is realizing that, you know, yes, you hear these things where it's like, well, you know, you can't have it all. Some people say, and some people say you can't have it all. And I believe you can have it all to an extent, but you have to realize what that looks like. You know, you can't have it all as in spend 100% of your time at home and 100% of your time, you know, at work, because that's 200%. That's not a thing, right?
So, we try to make it a thing, but it's not a thing.
We try. Yeah, it just doesn't work. So, you know, what we end up having to do is figure out, okay, well, you know, today maybe my business takes priority because I have, you know, some deadlines due. And you know that there's a sinking ship on the other side that you have to make sure and pull back up. And I think you can do that. You know, if I'm away from, like, my husband's right now at home with our kids, and I know whenever I go home, it's not going to look like I was there with my kids.
Right.
We'll leave it there.
It's going to look like a tornado went through your house.
Absolutely. But I had things that I had to do today. So, you know, I end up having to kind of figure out, okay, what really matters? Because does it really matter at the end of the day that it's not going to look exactly the way that I would have it? No, you know, the kids are fed, they're okay, you know, and that's the main thing, you know. And I think it's like figuring out, you know, what things you're going to focus on for that moment and what things you're going to kind of let slide a little bit, you know.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I know yesterday you mentioned, I kind of wanted to kind of, you know, pull it toward just the FOMO, right? You even said, like, I think that is something that we all have, because you even mentioned, you know, seeing different events that, you know, go on. And I used to go to all the events. Anybody that knew me knew that I showed up to every event, especially when my office was, you know, near the city. I was at everything all the time. But I felt like I was not at home enough. So I, you know, stopped doing a lot of that because I felt like it was better for my family, better for me, better for my marriage, better for my kids. But I still have those memories where I'm like, oh man, maybe I should have gone to that.
You know? Right. Last night was a perfect example. You hosted, what was it? Meal prepping and busy women. That is, I need that in my life right now, but I can't. Like, my husband is home for once. He's like in our, he's like staying and living and, you know, sleeping in our bed for the first time. He now travels 5 days a week. So it's very rare that he's home. Right. So I was like, no, I really want to go to that, but I really need to spend time with my husband because my marriage requires it. Right. So, last night was the perfect example. Cause you know, as much as I wanted to go to that and I, you know, it was something I want to start focusing on in my life, but being home with my family was way more important than that. No offense, my love. I love you, but no offense.
No. And I think those are great because I end up having to do that, you know, quite a bit. And I think, you know, that's okay. Right. And it's also okay that we feel like, oh man, I missed out. I wish I could have been able to go to that. Those, all of those feelings and emotions are completely okay because, you know, having the realization that, you know, something went on that you could have been at and maybe could have made contacts at or learned information from, or even maybe just had a great time, you know, that's going to give you a feeling like, oh man, I missed out. But, you know, if we kind of like rewind it a little bit and ask ourselves some questions, you know, most of the time we're going to figure out that, oh, okay, well, here's why I made that decision. Yeah, I made that decision because it was a decision that my boundaries were in place, a decision that, you know, my family needed to come first, like you just said, but a decision that my husband was home and I needed to focus on family time.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I muted myself.
You're good. No, you're good.
Coughing a lung up over here. Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, last night it was that we got to eat dinner together at the table for the first time. And, you know, we got to truly spend quality time together, which it not only affects my husband and I in our marriage, but it also affects Zoe and her relationship with her dad. So that had to come first. So, yeah, priority. But then being like, daggone it, I'm missing out on that. I really wanted to go with that. But it's not the end of the world. And that's something that took me a long time to come to terms with is, it's okay to say no or to like miss out on an event, even if your bestie is having the event. Like, it's okay to not be able to go because it's not the end of the world. Your career is not going to live or die by one event. You know, your next client is not going to live or die by one event. You know, your next networking or connection is not going to live or die by one event. There's always more. There's always something else. And, you know, you can even reach out to all of those people via email or a phone call or whatever, be like, sorry, I missed you. Hey, wanted to talk about this, you know, whatever it may be. So that was one thing I really struggled with, was just coming to terms with it's okay to miss out, because 9 times out of 10, what you're doing instead is where you needed to be, and it's what you needed. You just had to be led in that direction. You just had to make the choice to not go to that event or not do that function or whatever it may be. And you just have to bring yourself to terms with that. And that did. It took me a really long time to be like, it's okay to not attend everything. It's okay to miss out on, you know, business events to be more family centered, or even if it's just that I needed to go to bed. Like, you know, I've been there and done that. Like, yeah, I really should have gone to this luncheon, but I just needed to shut down, right? Like, my brain is in fight or flight mode, and I knew I just needed to shut down. Like, even just coming to terms with that, I needed personal time and to shut down time is I still struggle with that. It's like, no, I really need to go to that event, but I'm out of batteries. Like, I'm out of juice. Like, I don't want to people anymore. I need to recharge so that I can be present more for my family and then for my customers and my clients.
Well, and I know that you've been to stuff with me before, and I have a hard stop. Like, you've heard me say, that is too late. That is absolutely too late for me. I'm in bed by 9 p.m. with no shame. And I like my bedtime. I go to bed like a child, and I am not ashamed. And that is kind of like a thing for me. I don't do the late night stuff anymore. And I think a lot of times, though, social media, you know, we live in this social media driven culture. And I think that contributes to that FOMO, right? To that failure of missing out. And that's the reason that, you know, I really like to counteract that with a joy, right? With the JOMO, right? Joy of missing out. Find some, you know, some things that you can embrace about missing out. For me, I just mentioned sleep. I love my sleep. I want to go to sleep at nine. So, you know, if I see the pictures and I say, I'm like, oh man, that looks like a really nice time, I have to remind myself, what was the joys from that? I wasn't, you know, having to get in way later than my bedtime. I wasn't, you know, feeling like crap the next morning because I didn't get the right amount of sleep. You know, there's a lot of things that you can look at to kind of counteract that feeling of missing out. Are there some things that maybe you can give our listeners to start maybe not only setting boundaries so you can establish things that you would be willing to miss, but also on how to counteract that feeling to be able to kind of find the joy in missing out?
Oh, absolutely. So, like, kind of a little random backstory, but like, Zoe, my daughter, she's our miracle baby, right? And so when Josh and I finally got pregnant, we were like, okay, we are not going to send her to a daycare. We're not going to have somebody else raise our kid. We're not going to pay somebody else to spend time with our kid. Now, I know not everybody can do that, but, you know, I only have one kid. You know, Maria, you have way more kids than I do. But so it was just one thing that we decided, no matter what, we really didn't want to pay somebody else to spend time with our daughter. So if it came to either mommy goes to a networking event or an after hours thing, or mommy hires a babysitter, mommy's not hiring a babysitter. Mommy's staying home. Like, we didn't want to. And I have never once regretted that decision, no matter how many luncheons, no matter how many after hours events, no matter how many, you know, dinners or anything like that. I have never regretted staying home with my daughter. Not once. I find more joy in staying home, even if it's just a movie night, which means, you know, Jamie's popcorn, pizza, and a movie. That is way more joyful to me than going and shaking hands and fake smiling and my feet killing me. Like, it's way more joy than being absolutely miserable and peopled out.
No, absolutely. Well, and I think everybody has to kind of figure out, you know, again, what are your priorities? Look at your life, say, what are your priorities? And you mentioned that not everybody can stay at home. I was able to stay at home when my kids were babies. And, you know, then I chose to kind of do kind of a hybrid type of thing, which is why I do my own business thing now. But, you know, there are times that I have to get a client meeting because I have a responsibility. You know, there's times that things happen. And, you know, I think for a lot of people, it's figuring out, though, you know, what those priorities are, because if you feel like you are too much out of balance, because there were times, you know, when I worked for other people, definitely I felt out of balance. And then even within my own business, where I took on too many clients or took on too many responsibilities or on too many boards, or, you know, how that goes, right?
Yeah.
And I had to tell myself, okay, well, I'm starting to veer off track again, and I have to remind myself, okay, what are my priorities?
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
You know, I think it's important to kind of have that check-in with yourself. And as you do that, you will figure out that, yeah, you may have that like twinge of, oh man, that looks like such a great time, or, oh man, I missed that.
Right.
But you're going to remind yourself that there is a joy in the missing out on those things because you are putting your time, your energy into your priorities.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that was something that took me a minute to to kind of come to terms with too is, you know, and especially going more in me searching out my clients and, you know, that kind of thing is just putting a hard stop to the in-person meetings. I do not need to drive all the way to Cincinnati, you know, every 2 weeks or even, you know, twice a week there for a while to meet with three or four clients in person when, and we would meet for only like 20, 30 minutes. And I would drive the almost 2 hours up there. No, that was stupid. Like, I don't know why I let myself do that. I just kind of let them decide, yeah, we're going to meet in person and I'm going to drive all the way to them, even though they were paying me for my services. And so I just did. I put a hard stop to it. I'm like, we can do this call virtually. If you don't want to do it virtually, that's fine. We can just pick up the phone and have a phone conversation. You know, a phone conversation is still a conversation. You know, it doesn't have to be a video chat, and you can still accomplish the exact same things as if you were in person. Like, technology yeah. has come so far. And that helps me put my priorities in order, because when I put that hard stop in that, no, I'm not spending 4 hours in a car, 4 hours in a car, 2 hours one way, 2 hours the other way. I'm not doing that. Like, that's 4 hours I could spend with my kid. That's 4 hours I could spend gardening. That's 4 hours I could spend in my kitchen baking bread that I like to do, you know, doing things that I like to do. And so that was a definite hard stop and solid boundary that I have not budged on whatsoever. Unless it is a physical product that my customer needs to see in person and touch, see, feel, we're doing it virtually, or we're doing it with a phone call. Like, it does not have to be in person. And I think COVID kind of taught us a lot of that.
Absolutely. That's what I was gonna say.
Right? COVID really taught us that. But yeah. then some people are like, okay, COVID's over. Like, let's go back to old school. It took me a minute. I was like, no, I don't want to go back to old school. This is working for me. This is where I'm finding joy, is not being in a car for 4 hours. And, you know, especially, you know, coming into the budget with gas almost $4 a gallon again, you know, that's a mm-hmm. lot of gas. And so it was being like, okay, no, I'm not going to go to Cincinnati twice a week. We're going to do this virtually. I'm going to spend more time at home. I'm going to spend time doing things that I want to do with those 4 hours that I would have been driving.
No. And I was going to mention before you said COVID that was when I kind of put the brakes on that, and, you know, everybody put the brakes on that then, but oh, then yeah. after I was like, you know what, this is really nice, because I was going to, you know, the city multiple times
yep.
a week, you know, four, sometimes five times a week. And, you know, that just got to be ridiculous. I didn't realize how ridiculous, you know, at this point, you know, since COVID, I have been a lot better at putting my boundaries in place to say, okay, well, a lot of my meetings can be done virtually. Yep. Every once in a while, a client will want to do a phone call. And then occasionally, you know, we do like a face-to-face, or if there's like an event that's being planned or something that needs, like, you know, hands-on. But I have cut my drive time down significantly. And I think it's, you know, it's funny to talk about that, just because a lot of times this failure of missing out feeling that we're feeling, it's because we think we're supposed to be doing something, supposed to be feeling
yes.
something.
We're supposed to be go, 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 go.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it's hard to get out of that mentality. You know, it's hard to kind of remind yourself that part of the benefit to kind of being your own, you know, boss, being your own business owner. And there's lots of negatives. So if you want to talk about the negatives, yeah. people come to me all the time. There's pros and cons to everything, right?
Yes.
But one of the benefits is you can say, you know what, this is a virtual thing. This is my boundary. You know, I'm not in person today. I can meet you virtually, type of thing.
Right.
And, you know, I think if we start to remind ourselves of that, it starts to help with that feeling.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, jumping off of what you said, and, you know, we feel like we have to go, 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 because go, 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 going and your schedule being crammed. Somewhere along the line, someone said that that's what successful looks like. And yeah. and I'm sorry, but that I call bull crap on that, like, so much, because I tried to live that life. Even being a mom, I tried to live that life before. It was so much easier before. But, you know, as soon as I became a mom, those priorities shifted, right? And I didn't want to go, go, go anymore. And for a long time, I didn't. For the first 3 years of her life, 3.5 years of her life, I didn't. It was just calm, stay at home. My husband called it my grandma life, because I was in bed by 8:30, and, you know, we baked cookies, and we, you know, we didn't really do anything. We were just enjoying life. And, you know, then I was like, okay, I'm going to go back to work. You know, this opportunity came, and I was like, I'm going to start my own business. And then this other opportunity came where I'm going to go back to work, but only part-time. And then part-time turned into full-time. And then another business turned into another business. And I was like, okay, enough is enough. And it was 2 years had gone by. It was like a blink of an eye, and 2 years had gone by. And I was like, where the hell did those 2 years just go? My daughter is five. I literally don't remember the last 2 years because it was nothing but go, 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 work, 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 hustle, hustle, hustle. And I had nothing to show for it. I wasn't happy. I wasn't enjoying my life. I was so focused on the hustle and what everybody else thought was successful. And I was so focused on not missing out on all the big events and doing all the things and shaking all the hands and all the things that I forgot to slow down. And in January, I put a stop to everything. I am down to one business and I love it. And I do. We just slow down. And my stress level has decreased so much, and my joy has come back. Like I was telling you earlier, like I literally spent all day in the yard. That's why I'm not on camera. Like my hair is a mess, but I've been happy. But I've been so happy. Yes, there was a chamber meeting that I should have been at the other day, but I didn't want to because I wanted to go play in the garden, right? But like you said, you had that first tinge of, oh, dang it, I really should have gone, or I really wanted to be there, or that looked really fun. But then I was like, no, I enjoyed teaching my kid how to plant onions and pulling weeds. And you know what I mean? I enjoyed doing that way more than I enjoyed sitting and listening and shaking hands.
Absolutely. Well, and I think that's the thing. Like a lot of times, especially early on in business, a lot of people think they have to be at everything. And maybe at the beginning to be able to meet people, you have to be at a little more. But once you start to kind of get the ball rolling with your business, ideally you can step back from some of
Absolutely.
those things, you know? And I think what happens is we're afraid to.
Yes.
And like I know I was, because that's how I built my business. I was like, well, that's how I built my business. Why would I step back from that? That doesn't make any sense. Until again, COVID hit, and I was like, wait, my business is still okay,
Right, it's still rolling
and
forward.
I'm going to nothing, not
Right.
one thing. And that was interesting for me. That was very interesting. And I think, you know, that did help. That helps with kind of that feeling of missing out on every single thing. But I mentioned this earlier, you know, it doesn't all the way go away. And I think that's why
No.
it's important to have a replacement feeling, right? And so that's where the
Absolutely.
joy of missing out comes in. You have to remind yourself. You have to be cognizant enough to remind yourself on why you're missing out and what
Right.
you, like you just mentioned, you got to be in the garden, you got to be outside, you got to spend time with your daughter, you got to teach her things that you wouldn't have been able to do if you had gone to this event. So, you know, I think
Absolutely.
it's important to flip that script.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because I mean, that one-on-one time with her, you know, or even the one-on-one time with my husband, because maybe she's with her grandma, or even that one-on-one time with myself. Like it is, it's so
Exactly.
needed. It is, right? It is so needed. Like, okay, I was in, you know, Monday night was a perfect example. Daddy was home again for the first time. I was like, okay, here you go. Like, mommy needs some mommy time. And he's like, where are you going? It's 7:30. I'm like, I'm gonna go to the grocery store by myself. Okay. I love you. Bye. Right. But it was
Absolutely.
just, it was, you know, oh yeah, I didn't really want to leave because we were all home for once, right? But this, you know, FOMO JOMO came back because I was like, oh, I don't really want to leave because everybody's home for once. Like they're cuddled up on the couch and it looked so inviting. But then I was like, no, like mama needs a minute to herself. And it was okay to take that minute. It was okay to step back. And that was my joy, was I got to go to the grocery store by myself in peace and quiet, right? Like I got to look at all the things I wanted to look at. And I just got to enjoy that quiet time. And then I came home and it was, you know, that FOMO was gone because they were still right there. They were right there. I was gone an hour and it was all right there. And I didn't really, I missed things, right? But I didn't give up a whole lot of anything either.
Yeah, well, and I mean, girl, I get it. That if you get to go to the grocery store by yourself and you have kids, that is like bliss. And I know that
Right?
sounds crazy. If you're listening and you don't have kids, you're like, okay, these women are crazy. But I'm telling you, it's just something. There's something about the peaceful enough. Can we have this? Can we get this? Can we have this? Can we get this? Can we have
Mommy, what
this?
about this? Oh, what about this? Oh,
Yeah.
wait, Mommy, I have to pee. Can we go potty?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Once you have a full cart, that's when they
Yep.
always have to go. Yeah. So to not have to do all that and to not have to like buckle in a car seat and unbuckle a car, like
Oh,
all of
yes.
those things, it's just like you just get to take yourself, put yourself in the car, drive yourself to the store, get yourself out of the car, walk right? yourself in the store? Is just, there's something about that. So,
absolutely.
You know, it is about the little joys. And, you know, I think it's important to kind of think about those things, because it may be something else, right? Maybe you decide to take a nap. Maybe
you
decide to, like, sometimes there's been times where I will miss out on something because I need to just hyper focus on a project I needed to get done for work. So yeah. It's not like I'm doing something, you know, fun, but it's taking something off my plate that is stressing me out, you know?
Right.
And, you know, I think we have Ralph saying a couple things in here. He said, I've looked like an actual lunatic in public with my kids. Me too. I can tell you plenty of stories about that. But no, I think that, you know, being able to kind of flip that script and realize, yeah, you may not be going to every single thing. You may, you know, kind of have that twinge of feeling like you're missing out, but there's so many things that you can find the joy in. And then that actually makes it, you know, more important to kind of pick out the things that you do want to go to, because there's still some things I do attend, right?
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I try to use my time wisely, right? So it's picking those things that are going to be either a bigger needle mover in my business for whatever goal I have, or it's going to be something that I just want to go to.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And it's just something that you need to go to. You know what I mean? Like yesterday, you and I totally could have done that conversation over the phone, but I needed to get out of the house. I needed to talk to another adult in person. You know what I mean? I needed that special little treat from the cafe. I needed that time away, even though Zoe was with me and it was business, but it was personal, but I still just needed that getaway, that hour of adult conversation, getting out of the house kind of thing. It's just the small little things. Absolutely.
So as far as, you know, giving somebody maybe a couple of things that they can help themselves with, some advice, like maybe if somebody is struggling with that FOMO and they're listening to us talk about JOMO and saying, okay, joy of missing out, where do I start on the path with this? What advice would you have to give them?
Start with the little things. Start with small, simple steps. Like maybe it's that you don't, maybe you don't go to the upcoming, you know, after hours event. You know, maybe somebody in your area is having an after hours event or whatever. Maybe it's that you don't go this month. Maybe you just say no, just this one month, right? And instead you go out to dinner with your family. Or maybe you grill out in the backyard with your kids, or you get to just stay home. Maybe you're not a parent, but you just get to stay home and just spend some one-on-one time with yourself or your spouse and just enjoy saying no for once. Enjoy not going, enjoy not smiling and shaking hands in the small talk, and just one little thing at a time. That's where I had to start. It was literally one little thing I had to say no to at a time. And then I became really good at the word no, right?
It gets addictive.
Right? As a mom, I try not to use the word no, but as a grown-up, I'm really good at it now, right? And because I'm a people pleaser, I think you and I talked about this yesterday. Like, I don't know how to say no to people. I can't walk away from people. I can't not help. I can't not get involved, that kind of thing, right? But I've learned to say no more, and I enjoy it. So at first it was just missing out on that one event. And now it's come to just saying no to, no, I can't volunteer again this year, you know, for a committee I was on last year that took up way more time than I originally thought it would. And that I was originally pitched that it would. Hey, we only meet once a month. Like, you know, we'll shoot a couple emails back and forth, but that's about it, right? But then next thing you know, you're meeting every week. It's 5 email chains a day. And it's just consuming. And, you know, I had to learn to say no. I'm like, no, I'm really sorry. You know, my schedule just doesn't allow for it this year. Maybe I can join again next year.
Absolutely. Well, I love that. No, go ahead. I was just saying that I love that because it's budgeting your time, right?
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. And it's just been small little steps like that for me. And like a recent one was, you know, we just joined co-op this year. We've never done homeschool co-op before. And I got asked to be art teacher. Yeah, that's fine. I don't mind that. I was art teacher one day for the little kids. And then they were like, can you just take on art for everybody? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I can't do that. You know, that's 6 yeah. more classes. You know, that's 6 more hours in one day. I can't do that. I need my time at home, you know, that kind of thing. And I just, I did. It was one little no, and then another no, and then another no, and I found myself less stressed, less busy, and more happy.
And
because
I think
I was getting
key.
To spend that time doing things I wanted to do.
Absolutely. Well, and I think it does. It takes that time to try to figure out that, okay, well, establishing boundaries at the very beginning is hard, because I used to be exactly like you just said, a people pleaser. I was 100% a people pleaser. And I always say now I'm a recovering people pleaser, because there's still something inside of me that wants to do it. You know, it nudges me. Yep. Like, come on. I'm like, nope. I have had to establish my boundaries, but it's not easy all the time. Like, we hear a lot about establishing boundaries, and some boundaries can be easy, right? They're like firm, hard nose, but some things can be a little bit more difficult because they're still good things. They're still good things. They're useful things. They're helpful things, or things that maybe you enjoy and you want to do. But what is it that is taking your time away from? Because you have a budgeted amount of time. And I always tell people that you actually have to be more careful budgeting your time than you do your money, because you can always make more money. You can't make more time.
No, once it's gone, it's gone. You can't you can't push rewind. And yeah, that's it. I love that, because that was something, again, I struggled with, because I was like saying yes to, you know, an hour meeting here and an hour meeting there. But then it was, you know, 15 minutes before that meeting, I had to stop what I was doing and reorganize things and get ready for that meeting. And then 15 minutes after, it was somebody called me to discuss what we already discussed in the meeting, or writing emails. And so there went, you know, another half an hour of my time.
Absolutely.
And it was just all consuming. And now lately, I've not even paid attention to time. Today, I set a timer for 3:45 so I wouldn't forget about this call. Other than that, I've not looked at the clock once today, and it's been wonderful.
Well,
it's been wonderful.
And again, you're starting to kind of find your joy, and it allows you to avoid burnout, because for anybody that has felt burnout, has been in the middle of burnout, it's terrible. It's, you know, and so to be able to avoid that, if you've never been there, you don't want to go there. So if you're starting to feel a little bit stressed, it's very, very important to really realize why. Like, why am I feeling this way? What's causing me to feel this way? Have that moment with yourself to ask yourself, look at your calendar. Do you have things on your calendar that technically don't need to be there? I know one of my big things when I started working for myself, which seems so silly now, is that I would come to the office every single day, whether I needed to be or not, because I was working normal business hours, because that's what I was used to doing. So, you know, I would just be like at work, even if I didn't have to be at work, which is, like I said, one of the perks of being a boss. So I was like robbing myself of that thing. And it was because we kind of get in these habits that aren't necessarily fruitful. So, you know, one of the things that I make sure and do all the time is I look at my calendar on a regular basis and say, okay, am I falling back into doing things I don't necessarily need to be doing? Am I, you know, not spending my time budget wisely? Because if it's not moving the needle forward in my business, and it's not, you know, doing something that I enjoy doing, not spending time with people that I enjoy being with, then what? You're like, I don't want to do it, right? If it's not doing those things. So, you know, it's important to kind of do that. I do want, before we get off of here, I do want you to kind of tell people where maybe they can. I know you're working on your website, so usually people get their website. It's okay. You can still.
We're talking about that
yesterday. She's redoing her website. So I don't know if there's a place other than your website that you want to have people follow you for now.
Yeah. So I am, like I said, I have a big mouth and I use it a lot on social media. And I'm very open and I'm very honest. And I do all of that on Facebook and on Instagram. I am at mrs.vhicks. So Miss V Hicks on Instagram and on Facebook. So yeah, thank you so much for having me today, doll. I appreciate it. You know, I'm all about talking. So
I loved it. And after we had our conversation yesterday, I was like, okay, I'm really looking forward to, you know, our chat today, because I thought this would be perfect, because so many people, you know, struggle with this, and it's kind of an ongoing thing. And sometimes we just need that little kick in the pants, that reminder that we can establish our boundaries. We can, you know, budget our time, and it's completely okay.
No.
Exactly. We can say no, we can miss out on something not the end of the world. And so yes. It's important to kind of figure out, you know, what that looks like for you. So if you're listening to this on our podcast platforms, then you can just go down to the show notes and you click on the link and you can, you know, follow Victoria there. And I appreciate you all spending some time with us on this Thursday. I forgot what time it was or day it was for a minute, but spending some time with us. We had a great time chatting with Victoria. Yes. Victoria, thank you so much.
Are you kidding me? Of course, I'm happy to, doll. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Life is a winding road. No telling where it goes. Driving through days and nights. Won't stop for traffic lights.